Months ago, the governors of the Great Lakes states gave Waukesha the green light to buy Lake Michigan water. The community will use it instead of water from contaminated wells. Oak Creek had been on tap to sell Waukesha the necessary water. But Monday, Waukesha announced that instead, it will purchase the supply from Milwaukee. Before he toasted over glasses of water with Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett acknowledged the road to their agreement has been a bumpy one.
What you had was you did have a policy disagreement. And it was an honest policy disagreement that, fortunately, the leadership in Waukesha and the leadership in Milwaukee never allowed to cloud our main focus. And our main focus was, how can we do right by our residents?
Back in 2010, Waukesha submitted its first request to draw Lake Michigan water and planned to purchase it from Milwaukee. Because Waukesha is located within a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin, it could apply to draw water under the Great Lakes Compact. It was designed to protect the massive water resource. Over time, Waukesha's plan morphed and expanded. The city proposed folding neighboring communities into its service area. That caused negotiations to break down with Milwaukee. The Compact Council ordered Waukesha to scale back its plan. Then the city signed a letter of intent to purchase water from Oak Creek. At the time, its water utility general manager Michael Sullivan said Oak Creek had plenty of extra capacity. The city estimated that by selling water to Waukesha, Oak Creek could cut water rates to its residents by as much as 20%. On Monday, Waukesha Water Utilities' Dan Dukniak acknowledged that he had to let Oak Creek officials down after Waukesha's recent decision to buy water from Milwaukee.
I have been keeping Mike Sullivan and the Oak Creek Common Council up to date. The mayor spoke with the mayor of Oak Creek over the weekend several times, and we appreciate everything that they have done for us.
Dukniak says Waukesha began negotiating with the city of Milwaukee last June and says the decision to change water providers was financial. Because Milwaukee is closer, crews will lay a pipeline that's shortened by 10 miles. Dukniak says that alone carves off millions of construction dollars, and Waukesha households will save an estimated $200 each year.
You just can't overcome that distance and that savings for the ratepayers in Waukesha. You know, we need to be fiscally responsible, and that's what we did. We have an agreement with the city of Milwaukee, and we look forward to implementing that and hopefully getting water to the residents by 2023.
Under the deal, when water starts flowing, Waukesha would initially pay Milwaukee $3 million a year, gradually increasing to more than $4.5 million. Milwaukee officials say selling water to Waukesha will result in lower water bills for Milwaukee residents. Waukesha will also pay a one-time fee of $2.5 million. That sum will help Milwaukee with its own water crisis. The city has tens of thousands of older homes with lead pipes that feed water into them. Milwaukee is trying to figure out how to replace those old lead laterals in order to reduce the chance of lead poisoning. Public Works Commissioner Ghassan Korban says the city could use the one-time fee that Waukesha will pay to cover some of that work.
So the mayor's plan is to take the one-time payment and apply it strictly to the lead service line replacement program. That's $2.5 million. You can do the math, but it's about 250 of them at least.
The deal for Milwaukee to sell water to Waukesha is not yet sealed. Both cities' common councils must approve the plan. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.